An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNradio.com/rascals.
Our Best of the Midwest series on WGN Radio takes you to places near and dear to a lot of Chicagoans. Sometimes we'll send you down to Missouri or up in the northern part of Michigan. Sometimes we stay in the Chicago area, and in this case, it's Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Dana Trilla is here and Sherm Lindsay. They are the co-founders of the Wee Whiskey Fest in Lake Geneva. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
So you run a bistro, is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about your business.
We have been in business for about 11 years, right on the shores of Lake Geneva. My father and I started this back in 2013 and just wanted to open up a nice little wine bar, and it's turned into a full-blown seafood-focused whiskey and wine bistro.
I see. So it's sit-down, dinner, lunch, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty quaint, but you sit down.
Pretty well known in the Lake Geneva area?
I would say for the tourists, yes. The locals are still finding us after 11 years. We're still Lake Geneva's best kept secret.
Tourists, though, seek you out?
They do, yeah.
Is it for the whiskey these days?
I would say it's definitely the view has a big play for that. We are right on the lake, so every seat in the house, you get a view of the beautiful Lake Geneva. But I think they keep coming back because the food is delicious and we have a great selection of especially cocktails, wine flights, whiskey flights, you name it.
So what's your draw then, too? I understand how a bistro, but you also run Midwest Action Cycle, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And actually, Dana's bistro is called Barrique Bistro in Lake Geneva.
Got it. Barrique Bistro?
Yeah, but we're both business owners. I'm in the motorcycle industry, but whiskey has been a passion for both of us for a long time. So we wanted to team up and do something a little special on the side. With beautiful Lake Geneva as our backdrop, this made a lot of sense to us, and we both love bourbons and whiskey, so we want to do something different.
Is a whiskey fest do bourbon as well, or is it just rye?
It's mainly bourbon. It's heavily focused on bourbon, but we like to be international. We have scotches and good Irish companies coming. So it's a mix of everything, but with a heavy focus on bourbon.
I see. So it's a weekend, is that right? April 19th through the 21st?
Yes, it's a full weekend of whiskey sip and fun. Friday evening, we have a couple different special whiskey dinners and an extra special VIP tasting rolling into Saturday afternoon, which is our grand tasting. So that is the kind of the big draw of the weekend. At the Ridge Hotel for 4 hours. There's going to be over 100 different distilleries there, probably well over 150 different whiskeys to taste. And then from there, we've partnered with several local restaurants for different bourbon-themed dinners, if you will, and then a couple different after parties in downtown Lake Geneva, which rolls us into Sunday Fun Day, which we have a big cocktail contest with different local bars throughout the town, and a couple different a la carte tastings, and then a closing party as well at the local distillery.
Does it all take place then at the hotel, you said?
Just the main grand tasting is at the Ridge Hotel, and then everything else is just scattered around downtown Lake Geneva.
Oh, really? So I might go to your bistro maybe for some event?
We will definitely be hosting one of the events there.
For a tasting?
Mm-hmm.
And the grand tasting, you said, at the hotel on Saturday, can you tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah, that's our main focus. It's a tasting with, as Dana said, there's going to be 100 plus whiskeys to choose from, little half ounce pours, 40 plus distilleries come up from Kentucky, all over the country. A little bit of focus on Wisconsin as well, getting those guys involved too. And you basically walk around and talk to the vendors and take little samples. We're trying to make a little bit of a drinking atmosphere with bluegrass bands and a Scottish bagpipe walking through on occasion. So it's meant to be a festive whiskey experience.
Yeah, right. So I got a wristband, do I? Something like that. And then I walk around with my glass. Is that how it happens? I've been to wine events before. I presume it's sort of the same thing.
It's going to be pretty similar to that. Yep. So when you check in, you'll get a wristband. There'll be different, depending on which level ticket you purchase, there'll be a different color wristband. So there is a VIP hour that will get you in an hour beforehand, which all of our not all of them, but most of them will bring something special, something a little more unique that's harder to find out in the wild out there.
Yeah, right. That's part of the challenge or maybe fun of being a bourbon or whiskey enthusiast, would you say?
That's correct. And when we insist these distilleries bring something special for our VIPs, they usually find something pretty neat. Van Winkle 12 is going to be their offering. So some of the hard stuff to buy and get will be offered.
Will I be able to buy bottles of Pappy Van Winkle?
Not really at the event.
Thermoses of it, handfuls of it.
You could take a picture of the bottle, probably.
That's really for how much? I'm in.
Exactly.
I'm in. That is kind of the holy grail for some bourbon aficionados, is it not, Pappy Van Winkle?
That is. That's a top, one of the top tiers, one of the most sought-after bourbons you can to find right now.
What else lives in that space?
E.H. Taylor. We have a lot of the Buffalo Trace brands.
Stagg Jr.
Yep. Eagle Rare, a lot of that Sazerac kind of family, but plenty of other smaller distilleries that have very special things, and we did not want to leave them out as well, because so other distilleries that you usually won't try or know of, you can go up there, have a conversation, try their whiskey, and open your mind up to a brand new brand.
Yeah, right. And then are the stuff I find in the store shelves, Woodford Reserve or Maker's Mark, or I'm just thinking of some of the ones that are out there, Bullet, are they there as well, or are you more niche and smaller?
They're going to be a little bit more niche-y. The Wee Whiskey Fest, you know, kind of wanted to focus a little bit on this, you know, some of the smaller brands, pardon me, but also bring in those big dogs just to keep, you know, a little bit more upper echelon, if you will. But we had a really strong focus when we first started with bringing in and focusing on our local Wisconsin distilleries. So we have quite a good selection.
So what are some of the regional names then that are there?
We have J. Henry. We've got
Dancing
La Crosse.
Goat.
Dancing Goat's one of our big partners for our cocktail contest on Sunday as well.
Really? Driftless Glen. Wisconsin's making really good bourbons these days. So bourbon doesn't have to be just from Kentucky. It's now they're making great stuff in Wisconsin and the rest of the country.
Well, a lot of corn is grown in these parts. Does that matter?
Yeah.
For a local distiller?
Absolutely. A lot of them are very conscious and, you know, trying to be as sustainable as they can to source as locally as they can.
So I presume there's food pairings. Like if I go to the grand event on Saturday, I'll be able to find food as well?
Yes, we will definitely have some snacks there to keep you, you know, even keeled throughout.
Because I'm just thinking, I want to do this. I can't have 100 glasses of whiskey in a day or even samples. I wonder how people budget their alcohol.
It's funny you should say that, because we're thinking about having some kind of direction for new guests. I think a lot of people have experienced this before, but we definitely want to teach people, first timers, to pace yourself, take your time, drink plenty of water, because there's a lot to be offered. Don't be in a hurry and just pick the ones that you would like to do and make a day out of it.
So what's the best way to do this day or this weekend then? Again, it's a Friday through Sunday. Will people just do Saturday, or does everybody do the whole weekend? How do you do it?
I'm sure there are people that will just come for the Saturday tasting. We recommend you guys, I mean, Lake Geneva's beautiful town, to go and enjoy and explore. We recommend that you get a hotel room for the weekend. We have partnered with several downtown Lake Geneva hotels. Obviously, the main event is at the Ridge, so we have partnered with them as well as the Grand Geneva. But definitely we want you to make a weekend of it.
That cocktail contest, is that by the restaurateurs or bartenders, or can just an average guy go, hey, I got some lime juice, watch this?
No, we asked some of the best restaurant bars around town to participate in this to produce the best cocktail they can with one base spirit, and that is from Dancing Goats. They're limousine rye. So everyone's on the same playing field to make the best cocktail they can from that one base spirit. So we're trying to stir up some enthusiasm with that and some competitiveness between the bartenders, and we're going to offer a trophy to the winner. So
I wonder what they come up with then, various versions of an old fashioned or a Manhattan, or
well, we hope they get a little more creative,
like that.
That's correct. Oh, yeah.
Other than that, you know, that base spirit of the limousine rye, they can put whatever they want in it.
What are you serving a lot at your restaurant?
On the whole, right now I change the menu kind of seasonally, but the different whiskey cocktails are definitely some of our favorites, margaritas as well. But I would say right now we have the great pecan old fashioned that keeps just crushing it for us.
The great pecan
old fashioned.
So tell me what that is.
So we marinate roasted pecans in the Knob Creek toasted maple bourbon. Let it sit in there for, you know, 5 to 7 days, strain it out, and just put it in with a little Mole bitters and a Sprite and soda. Top it up with some pecans, and it is delightful.
A friend of mine and an advertiser here at WGN Radio does a whiskey and bourbon from Whiskey Acres. And one of the things they do is they partnered with a maple syrup manufacturer in Wisconsin, and they'll take their bourbon, say, after X number of years, and then they'll put it in the empty now maple syrup barrels and then age it for another year there. And then they have just a hint. It's not very sweet, but it's a hint of the maple. And then the maple syrup guy does the same thing with his whiskey barrels. They take the old whiskey barrels and they'll age the maple syrup in there. So then you get a maple syrup with no alcohol, but with some alcohol flavoring. Isn't that a good idea?
There's a lot of that co-oping going on. People love to aged liquors right now. So there's some interesting ones that'll be at our event.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so how do I sign up? What's the way I do this now?
So the easiest way to check everything out is at wewhiskeyfest.com. That's we, the Scottish we, double E. And take a look at our different packages. We have different levels for everybody, general admission all the way up to something we call Bottled and Bond Ultimate Couples Experience. So we're trying to make this a long-running event in Lake Geneva, and this is the inaugural one. But that's where you get your tickets. And
you can also go to Eventbrite, too. We are on there as well.
Okay, and we, W-E-E, that's two E's like you said, wewhiskeyfest.com. And this is the first one, huh?
This is.
How's ticket sales going? How many people can you accommodate?
The enthusiasm for this is definitely surpassing our original thoughts, because we had a certain number in mind, and now that's already kind of surpassing. So
you shifted in your chair uncomfortably. It's like, oh, what have we done?
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for.
Kind of, but we're prepared. So, yeah.
Just making us more excited.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think there is an audience for that, as you well know. And now a festival for two. It's called We Whiskey Fest. It's April 19th through the 21st in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Click on wewhiskeyfest.com. Dana and Sherm, thanks for coming in and congratulations. Sounds like a good idea.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Fun. That's our Best of the Midwest. This is WGN.